You're listening to the show about the Three of Hearts and the Flail of the Holy Warrior. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I was working on something with Will, too.
What were you working on with Will, Shimi?
Oh, he's helping me with reading.
He's teaching you to read?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great!
I mean, I know a little bit, but he knows like a lot lie. More than me.
Does Bathwack say that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He distractedly nice. Casts Zone of Truth. Then doesn't pay
Amazing.
Attention.
Amazing.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well. This has been a fun reunion. Bye! And I go back into the rutabago.
You don't want to be up on the roof of the rutabago when it starts to rain?
I want to start... I want to help drive. And there... I'm worried about what's happening with Will's secretiveness, so I need to quiz him now and tell him everything that's happening. Will!
Oh, God. What? I thought you were going upstairs.
I did,
how,
but
this
guess
is
what?
The top of a vehicle. What?
Guess what? Clockface, Mr. Captain Clockface is up and running again.
Hooray.
Aren't you? I knew you'd be excited. And
I'm sure Bathwack's excited.
And also Will.
What? No, I'm not excited.
Also here, I wanted to ask you something. That's not what I meant. I wanted to tell you something.
Oh.
Which is that Shimi is learning to read. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did? Why did you know that?
Rafina, leave me alone.
Is this what you're doing? Are you teaching him how to read? Why won't you let me help? I can help him. That's so
fine.
Great.
Teach him how to read. I don't want to teach. He just needs to know, okay? He can't be an idiot for his whole life.
Such a responsible, helpful big brother to him.
No, you
yes,
can do it
you
as
are.
Well.
Okay. Here, have some
I'm
more
gonna
mustard.
Jump out the goddamn window. How do I get up there? Help me!
I help! And he comes over, Mo comes over to try
Mo,
to pick you up.
Leave me alone!
You say you want help!
Mo, it was a joke. Mo, put Rafina on top of the car.
I'm
no,
good.
She not want to. She came down.
Well, me not want to either.
Well, you say you did. That's not my fault.
I am being sarcastic, kind of. I just wish I wasn't inside a vegetable for 18 hours.
It's been 12 minutes.
Will,
it's been long
just time. So you know... the very back of the rutabago, there is a room that expands and contracts even more so than just the overall vehicle.
Is anyway. It a massage parlor or something?
No, what I'm saying is...
No, you stick your dick in it. It's a tiny room.
Very small.
Because of the weird magical properties of things, you could totally set up your tent in the back, and it would be like a magical pocket dimension within a pocket dimension. I know technically these aren't pocket dimensions. I don't know what to call them. But yeah, if you need a break from being in here, you could always set that up and go in there, in here.
And then I look at Rafina because she's probably has hurt feelings or something. That's why I have the tent. I know. I just figured I'm supposed to be amongst people for a while. You know what? I'm going to go in the tent. Fine.
You're like a politician doing their rounds of the states.
But I'm not sure about some squeezy ass room. That sounds really creepy.
No, I didn't describe it great. I was really just trying to make the mechanics of it make sense. Really, all you need to know is like it's kind of like opening a tent within a larger tent. It's like intention.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so can you close me in the room or something like that? Like, if I go in there and I put my tent in there, will you close the room and then I'm in there forever trapped? It's a practical joke or some shit.
No.
How do you... Yeah, okay, Roscoe. How do you... How do I control it? Okay. Yeah, are Rafina's feelings hurt? Yeah.
Rafina's Rafina, already...
Like, doing the Charlie Brown walk away or something?
No, Rafina is headed back to the front of the vehicle to help control it.
Okay. Phew. It's a good thing Rafina forgets everything.
She didn't forget. She just didn't. She just didn't get offended.
I know. She never does. That was Will saying that. That's Will.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Being dismissive of Rafina's the way she is, which is actually very healthy, probably.
It is for Rafina anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we doing?
I thought you were deciding where you're
setting
going.
Up your tent.
If she's walking away, yeah, I might go in the tent. Sure. But if I put it in the middle of the rutabago, it's going to block everyone, isn't it?
It's not the middle. I'm picturing, like, the rutabago is big enough that there is, like, basically what would be, like, kind of a smallish, but like bedroom kind of in the back, you know?
Yeah, the nook.
But where there would be, like, a bed kind of maybe in an RV, like, it's, like, definitely, like, a sofa bed or a Murphy bed or whatever. Like, it's out of the way. So, like, there's space. You could clear it out, put the tent in the middle, and there would be space for the tent to...
That's what it does.
Do you remember how to activate it?
Yes.
Well.
Why I have to say it? You're like, yeah. Well, perform it right now.
Yeah.
Have I never done it myself? Okay, well.
I forget who did it when we tested it out.
I think you had me do it. But I'll say it again.
Every time.
I have to say it every time.
Uh-huh.
He sighs. He's Pompey on. And it doesn't work. You have to say it
with intention.
Yeah.
I couldn't say it like that.
Tense intent.
I put it on the ground. That's what he said to do last time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He tries to say it as quietly as possible so nobody sees him talking to a necklace or whatever it is. Is it a necklace?
Yeah.
On a chain?
I think
it's on a chain. Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
So let's hear how he says it.
Did Eric write anything for tonight, you guys?
Yeah, I did. But okay. I'm having fun teasing you right now.
This is Eric's Christmas present.
You know why? It's because he knows, we've even talked about this on the podcast, how I hate ordering ice creams and things that have weird names. So even saying this as Will is like, oh God.
I like that when you say, the first time you say it, the necklace kind of like, it's just a tiny little like mouth appears. It's like, be more intentional.
Come on. Fling it away.
No. Oh, don't fling me away. You just have to earn me.
Oh, God.
Wait, give me an example of ice cream flavor that you don't like to say. I need to understand this better.
It's like when restaurants or places have like their own names for things.
Fribble. I'd like to order the Fribble.
Fudgy Wudgy, the Ocean Blast, all the, you know, anything that's like their version of a blizzard or something. It's always different. Okay. Or, you know, some kind of dessert. I just get all like, ugh.
You hate it. I love it. I eat those things up. I love ordering those items and like,
even if you
clearly
hate the food.
Loving that.
That's how we'll get Eric to drink tea. We just have to get him to go to a place where they call it the
Sticky Wicky.
The Muggy Duggy tea.
Yeah, Muggy Duggy.
Muggy Duggy. Muggy Duggy Fudgy Wudgy tea.
All right, so you don't have to say it. There it is. You go in it. Well,
he says it like I said it. Like he's all Pompey on. And it doesn't do it. And he's like, Pompey on! Like that.
Oh, okay. You're scaring me.
Oh my God, I hate it. I hate it. I throw this birthday present away.
I like being scared. Right. It makes me grow like this.
Oh my God.
Now enter me.
No. No. Ew, stop it.
Oh, Will, come inside me.
We killed Alex.
Oh no, made his headphones fall off.
Do we need a bathroom break?
Yes, I do need a bathroom break.
I need water.
I do.
Okay. That's good.
Okay, bye.
Good place to stop.
Gross. Dummy.
Sorry, I'm just writing something. Shoot.
You're just teaching Shimi how to read.
Dude, just doing my work!
Don't you have a job?
I love so much, though, something that I'm just going to say it because I'm the player and I'm not Will. I fucking pulled the wool over your eyes. You don't even know. You still don't even know. You have no idea.
Oh, no. What do we
I know? Finally pulled a con man thing. Finally.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
And you just cannot keep your cool about it.
Nope.
No.
It's so funny.
Not at all. Because that's
totally
that's
sucked up. Yeah.
One singular way I'm not like Will. I have no. Well, yeah, I don't know. Does he have any cool? Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
that was
at least
the first
your secrets won't
cool.
kill people.
Oh, damn.
No, just kidding.
No, you're
you
not
don't
kidding.
Know what my secrets are.
That's right. So, how do you even know?
I have no idea. I'm just being provocative.
Yeah, you're high. I can't wait to play with high bathwhack.
High bathwhack.
We got to remember this for next session since it's 10:47, but I am ready to interact with high
bathwhack.
Well,
I was about to fast forward, but yeah, if you have things there. You want to say or do, I won't.
Oh, you were going
to
fast forward?
Yeah.
Go fast forward. Go ahead. That's okay. We don't have to remember that.
I'm just... You were like,
I don't know what to say.
Did you write anything? And I'm like, yeah, I wrote a ton of stuff.
Aww,
but like,
I'm just joking.
I'm just, well, no, it's a weird, I'm not good at that balance.
No, we're
sometimes.
Good. We're good. We're waiting for you to talk. You're the dungeon master.
We're playing. We're just playing. It's,
yeah,
we're just playing.
I know.
We'll do this forever because
no
we just enjoy each other's company.
Right.
But you gotta no play. The, there's a game.
But then
game
when you
also.
Edit this in 6 months, you're like, Eric, you didn't have us do any fucking thing this session.
There have been so many times where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to release this as an episode, Eric.
Eric, listen to this. Adam's being a better DM than you.
That is not. I have never said that. Well, that sounds interesting, but anyway.
I know, we're gonna need a little group therapy again.
Okay, yeah, like what's happening right
what?
Now?
This is bad?
Yeah.
Why?
You just implied that I've been saying, I think Adam's
no,
a
I've,
better DM.
I've like been instance. Telling Eric this. I've
oh,
been
okay,
messaging
okay.
him. It's like, hey, okay. I'm being a better DM than you.
Good.
Also, for the record, I don't think Roscoe's secrets could kill anybody.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad.
Hmm.
But it's
well, unless
kind
you
of...
poisoned me just now. Is that a poison mustard?
With a mustard? No.
Mustard gas.
In fact, did it help with the motion sickness?
I mean, I'm assuming since I didn't barf. I'm guessing that because I actually agreed to ingest something, Eric was like, that's a big enough deal as it is. I'm not going to
yeah,
do anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Will has eaten nothing but mustard, apparently, in the past. Like, 6 weeks. That's it. Just
oh,
that
oh,
mustard
that,
just now.
Don't eat the butt mustard. The one on the far right.
That's
the
what,
butt mustard.
That's the far right one? What? What is butt mustard? Oh, God.
I you can eat anything.
I suddenly start prestidigitation everywhere.
But mustard.
What? Prestidigitation.
Because I'm assuming, like, I thought it was clean, but now it's like if I turned on a black light, there would be butt mustard juice all over this display. It's not as pristine as what I thought.
What do you think butt mustard is?
What does Will think butt mustard is, or what do I think butt mustard is?
I'd like both in any order.
Then I want to know what the chatbot thinks butt mustard is.
Okay.
And then I want to know if you think, if you consider butt mustard your ally.
Of course. Well, it depends what Roscoe feels about it.
Oh, fuck you. What do you think butt mustard is?
Are you typing that into that
yeah.
conversation?
It is not clear to me what you are referring to with the term butt mustard in quotations. Could you provide more context or clarify your question?
No, try anyway.
Try anyway.
No, try any. Try anyway. Without any additional context or information, it is not possible for me to accurately determine what you might be referring to with the term butt mustard. The phrase could potentially be a slang term or a colloquialism that I'm not familiar with. Mm. It might also be a term that you have invented or coined yourself.
There's no way.
It is not possible for me to accurately interpret. Okay. It's the mustard at the far right.
Nice. Ooh, it's gonna think it's an extra conservative mustard.
It's called butt mustard.
That's at the far right context.
Right.
Yep.
Send. I see. In that case, it appears that butt mustard is simply a humorous or playful name that you have given to a particular type or brand of mustard. It is not a term that is widely used or recognized in the general population.
Really condescending. Holy crap. I know,
seriously. Wow.
That was rightly so, condescending. Far rightly so.
Far right. Mm-hmm.
That was condescending. I apologize if my response came across as condescending. That was not my intention. I was simply trying to provide an accurate and helpful response to your question.
Well. Shut up.
All right.
Well, all right, so it's 4 days later.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, it's a little later on in the day. It's gotten darker and gloomier. It's not quite raining, but you feel, any of you who are sensitive to such a thing could feel the pressure on your sinuses or wherever you feel it, in your elbows. And, you know, with the storm sort of coming in, you feel like there's something that's coming. But at about this time, you in the distance, whoever's looking ahead, see a structure. Doesn't look very big. Sort of sitting all on its own. You're still in this broad rolling grasslands, and it's still just so like devoid of any interesting features that this little tiny building stands out like a sore thumb. It would probably be even more so if the light were a little brighter, but the darkness of the day still doesn't make this small structure inconsequential to you. So you're rolling along, and you get closer and closer, and eventually you roll up to what looks like a small inn, very small inn, situated at a crossroads.
Metaphoric.
And behind
Metaphoric. Sorry.
Yeah, trying to decide if it's a hotel or a motel or an inn. That's the crossroads it's at.
That's a cross. It's in its own crossroads. Okay, got it.
Looks like there's a small outbuilding behind, which you think might be like a small stable or something like that. This looks like a place that wants to receive travelers, basically. There's not much else around. You see at the crossroads, there is a crossroads sign. What are those things called with like
the
wooden
posts
signs
and all the
that
different
point?
Signs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mile post? Like a.
Like where it, you know.
It's like at a crossroads
places.
That different arrows point different directions and tell you what the different places are. What's that called?
Just a signpost?
I guess so.
I guess.
I mean, it definitely is a signpost.
Are you asking the chatbot?
Yeah. What is a signpost with different
crossroads
place
signs
names on it at a crossroads?
Like milestone, like
crossroads like, sign, I think is. I think that's
a signpost with different place names on it at a crossroads is commonly known as a road sign or direction sign. That's not what I'm looking for.
All right. Thank you.
Direction sign. Three of the four directions are labeled. The one pointing back towards whence you came is labeled Bear Toggle. And then sort of it facing the crossroads on that road from whence you came, to the left is labeled Trent. And to the right is labeled Shunser.
Spell that for me, please.
S-H-U-N-C-E-R. Okay. The inn itself doesn't look particularly fancy or new. It's a little worse for wear, from the outside at least. There is a light coming from within, though it's kind of a dim, not super cheerful glow from the windows. You don't hear anything from within. But it does look like there is some fire, as there's smoke coming out of the chimney. And there is a small sign in need of a fresh coat of paint over the door. And it says, The Quiet Crossings.
So there's no... None of the signs on the crossroad sign says Gully's End?
Yeah, that's weird.
No.
Shunser...
But one says Trent, and Trent Reznor is what Abby says Alex looks like a lot.
It's true. In fact, when you said Trent, I was hoping the next one would be Reznor, but it was Shunser.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Mm. It's messed up.
That's Reznor backwards.
It is!
Where on the map are we at the Quiet Crossings?
You're like, we'll say here-ish. If you had to guess, like, which of those is going towards where you think Gully's End, where you know Gully's End is, it would be Shunser.
Shunser.
Mm. Right, because Trent was to the left, which is kind of going north, right?
Yeah, like a Shunser, north. Yeah, like a northwest. Yeah, that, I'll give you cardinal directions. That's a good idea. Trent is northwest. Bear Toggle would be southwest. Shunser, southeast, unlabeled, northeast.
Oh, there is a sign that's unlabeled?
There's a road.
Oh, there's a road with no sign.
It's not a T. It's an X intersection, not a T.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that one just doesn't. It's not like the sign is blank. It just has no sign.
Oh,
but there is a road. But there is.
Yes, the road you're on continues through the intersection. That way is not labeled.
They assume that if you're on that road, you already know where you're going. Guess so.
That's poor urban planning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you see no pedestrian spaces at all here. It's very, very bad. Well, that's not true. You see a nice little walkway heading up to the inn.
I remember this place. This is what I was looking for. Yeah, a little rest stop along the way.
Oh.
I mean, now that Will's in his tent, technically speaking, we might not necessarily need to stop here. Unless you guys want to.
I would really like a tuna sandwich.
Me too.
Yeah, now I really do.
Now gross. I really do. Yeah!
Who all is now in the RV? Is Bathwax still up top with
I don't know if they ever came down. Oh, but it's like later, anyway.
It is later, yeah. It's like late afternoon.
So who knows? They'll have to tell us. Are they passed out?
Shimi would probably come down to work on his letters with Will. Hmm. But maybe he doesn't find Will. I don't know.
If it's not raining, Bathwax is happy to just hang out up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not currently raining, but you think that's not far off.
I'm going to pull over here, get out, stretch my legs a little bit. Maybe I'll go check out the roof and make sure they're not, you know, fucking it up or anything.
Smart.
Roscoe presses a little button out. He exits the RV and presses a little button on a little ladder. A little ladder appears on the side of the RV and he climbs up.
Ah! Why didn't I know about Roscoe?
Hey, what's going on up here? Smells like ganja up here. Smells like some of that shit that we smelled on the desert mummies.
Roscoe is already totally stoned.
This RV used to belong to somebody named Willie Nelson. So, no stranger. Hey, Bathwack, how's it going, man? You seem pretty relaxed up here.
It's good. It's nice up here.
Yeah, enjoying the views.
Yeah. Bathwack and Clockface are both legged out. Well, I don't know what Clockface is doing.
Who's this guy? Where'd he come from?
Props him up. I'd just say Clockface goes up on his elbows and waves a hand at you.
Well, yeah. Hi. I'm Roscoe.
He's been with us since Barovia. we call him Captain Clockface. I don't think we know his name.
Oh. Captain Clockface. Well, good to meet ya. What does Roscoe know about Barovia?
You've definitely not been to Barovia. I guess you may have heard of it, maybe?
But it's not something that, like, I'm familiar with in my travels.
No. You've never been there. Okay. It's, like, pretty remote. Like, even in this...
Wow, you guys have been further than I have. Barovia, I don't even know about that place.
It's misty.
You're not here.
She might be outside. She's not just sitting in the rutabaga, not after that trip.
I'm getting my tuna fish sandwich.
Are you going inside?
I'm going inside, but not at, like, I'm gradually getting myself out the door. I'm picking up my satchel and things. I mean, my lanky packs.
Roscoe is gonna ask Bathwack, do you have any more of that?
I guess you mean this. I'll guess what I have, a little bit of paper, and then I have some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll put a little bit into some paper and then kind of hold it out on my palm. He can prepare it however he wants.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
He's going to put that in his mouth. He's going to lean over the edge of the RV at whenever Rafina is walking out. And he's like, hey, give me a tuna sandwich too.
Say please.
Pretty please.
Thank you. Yes, I shall. You got it.
Do I hear, like, I don't remember how the sound works in my tent. Can... Like, I have no idea. Can I perceive that we've stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'd come out eventually. Sure. Be like, what's going on? Maybe I go with Rafina. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
well,
you see.
Do you want a sandwich?
Where are we?
We don't, the sign is not marked, but we're some distance from Trent and some distance from
Shunsa. Hey, Bathwack, you want a tuna sandwich too? Yeah. Clockface, tuna sandwich?
He shakes his head.
Okay. Hey, Rafina, make that two tuna sandwiches for the roof.
Okay.
Pretty bravely.
We're gonna go in there. It's gonna be run by tuna fish, and they're not gonna want us.
You walk in, it's run by tuna fish. Rafina just pulls out her collar a little bit. End of episode.
I go with Rafina.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you guys walk up to the little inn. This overcast afternoon, you hear a sort of a off-key whinnying of a horse from somewhere behind the structure. Just sort of a odd little whinny. But you find the door. What?
What the fuck does that
mean? You say an off-key whinny?
And then an odd little whinny.
It's like an odd little whinny.
It's not a real horse. It's a recording of a horse.
Maybe Rafina, investigate.
It's a tuna fish pretending to be a horse.
Okay. How does it sound to us when you say off key, like, I've heard horses, I know like I'm
it,
around
maybe the
horses.
Horse sounds like maybe it's a little sick.
Oh, Rafina, what the fuck? It doesn't That's sound sad. Like a healthy animal.
No, it doesn't. I'm nervous. All right. Like, do we hear it, like, way off in the distance or, like, waiting to become lunch right around the corner or something? Like, where is this off key horse?
It's closer than further. It's a little hard to say. You think, again, okay. You think it's somewhere behind the building.
Okay.
Ooh, closer than far. That would be, like, a good, like, album name.
Closer than far.
So yeah, you open the door. It kind of sticks in the. Oh,
I mean, does it open this way or does it open this way?
It opens in.
So I push it, but like I'm like, does Rafina just like walk right in? I feel like Will's like, be careful, and then Rafina
before
just shortly walks
opens.
Right. No, I just like picture the way that they'd be. Will would be like, just before you go in, and then Rafina would just already be walking in. Is
yeah.
how I picture
well,
it.
I'm looking all around. I'm very curious about this place, especially with these weird non-melodious horse sounds.
Yeah.
It was just the one.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes it better, right?
What do we see if we push the door open?
So, yeah.
Wait, is that a non-melodious horse sound?
It's very melodious.
I can't hear that.
Abby can't not be
I
melodious.
There we go.
So yeah, you go to push the door open. It kind of sticks in the door frame a little bit, and you're able to kind of wedge it open, and you open the door onto a small common room, looks like, of a inn/public house kind of situation. There's a fire sputtering and a small hearth on the left side of the room. There's a couple, there's like three or four tables with mismatched chairs scattered about. There's a small bar on the opposite side of the room, like from where you enter. And then on the right, there's a set of stairs leading up to a balcony above the bar with three doors up there. The stairs and the railing, there's like some spindles missing. There are a few people in here. There's a woman behind the bar tending to things there. She's wearing a brown sort of rough woven dress with a faded white apron over it. She's got a brown straight bob haircut. She looks like she is maybe like around her 60s or so, something like that. There is a male elf sitting alone at one of the tables. He has very straight, long white hair and a black goatee. He's dressed in sort of various furs, and like clothes made from furs. And he looks like he's maybe the elf equivalent of like a human 50. And then at another table, there are three people. There is a young woman. She's human. And she's sitting with two, like she's maybe in like her 20s or so. And then there's two young girls with her. Like one's almost a toddler, maybe a little older, and then a girl a few years older than that, and they're sitting together. The three are eating some sort of food out of a bowl. The man is sitting with a drink, the elf man, and like I said, the woman is behind the bar.
Okay.
She kind of looks up as the door opens and then looks back down, whatever she was doing.
I walk up to the bar.
Yes? Hello?
Hello! Rafina Phalangepot at your service. We are weary travelers, and we would love some tuna fish sandwiches.
Oh, we don't serve no fish here. We're not too close to the ocean for that. We got some stew, though, on, if you'd like some of that.
I'd love some stew. Can we please get 4 servings of stew?
Certainly, certainly.
Do you have any bread?
Yes, we have bread to go with that, of course. Are you looking for rooms as well?
We have not quite decided how much recharging we need. Could you give me some information on your rooms, and I'll pass it along to my party?
Well, certainly. We have 1 room available, though it is large. It would sleep quite a few people. The cost is 1 silver per night per person. The food is 6 copper a meal, but if you have a room for the night, that drops down to 4.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly.
I turned to Will. Did Will hear everything, or were you casing the joint?
Yeah, he had just gotten
a toe in the door.
Yeah, he's just looking around, kind of surveying the room. Like, how clean does it feel? Like, I know that places can be worn down, but they can still be tidy.
It doesn't seem dirty.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely run down.
In general, seem like the way you described it is probably just because of your voice, but it seemed very somber. Is there like a somber air to the room? That is what Will's trying to get a grasp on.
I mean, you feel like this room has seen like better days. There's no joy in the air in here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you'd also don't think like people are grieving necessarily or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's if you had to pick between happy or sad, you'd probably say sad.
Mm.
Room and tone, mood.
Okay. Will would just kind of like go, wait, did Rafina ask a question? Sorry, what was it?
No, I was just curious if
Abby
you heard everything I said.
Heard it, if Will heard it.
Yeah, he probably heard part of it, but wasn't really paying much attention as, I mean, you know, he would try to get as much of the information as he could, but he was also trying to judge the room. So you mm-hmm. can tell me. I don't think it really matters. Sure. He heard it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I got stew for everybody and or at least for some people. And then if more people want stew, we can get more stew. And do we want to spend the night?
Do you? This place seems sad as fuck.
I don't
know. What's going on in here?
Do we need... I mean, it's not that late in the day, right? So we want to... we can probably travel more today.
The man with the beer, the elf, everybody's kind of sitting close. It's not a huge room. He says, I don't know if you'd want to be traveling much longer today. That storm's coming in and it's going to be a... It's going to be a bitch.
Oh. I guess we should take the weather into consideration.
We have a car. I mean, what's the problem? A car, a carriage, whatever I would call it.
I called it a car earlier, too.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a carriage. What's the deal with a storm? Is it raining frogs or some shit?
I wouldn't be want to caught out on it and on foot on a horse and a buggy. Buggy ain't going to make it far once that rain starts pelting down.
Oh God! We're not running nothing's on cobblestones paved around out here, yeah. Fancy
nothing man.
Nothing is paved, fancy man. Oh, thanks. Okay, Will like puts his elbow on the counter or whatever the lady is working at, and he's just like, "Is everyone here like a traveler? Is that everyone here?"
Well, I'm not. I live here.
You seem so thrilled about that.
I'm just doing my business.
I'm so charmed. Rafina, it's like the coziest place I've ever seen in the middle of fucking nowhere. God, can't something happen? Okay, Rafina, I'm going to run out of this horrible room. Unless you need me to carry the stew. Do you have stew yet? Is the stew here? How much money is it?
No one heard you say those things so they don't spit in our stew, Will.
If they spit in our stew, we will have a problem.
And don't tell them it's a horrible room.
But look at everybody. It's like their faces can't actually frown because they don't have the energy. They just
Well, maybe
are...
we need to all come in and sing My Little Buttercup.
Oh, my God.
That's totally what I'm picturing from Three Amigos. Yeah.
As the sweetest smile.
Smile.
those guys.
So yeah, she brings up the four bowls of stew.
With bread.
So that'll be 2 silver, 4 copper, unless you're staying.
Okay. Well, I haven't figured out with my friends yet if we're staying, so I'm just going to leave the stew here with my friend, and I'll go talk to my other friends. And I'll be right back.
Just take the stew. I'll pay. It doesn't matter here.
Okay, he's going to pay for it. We get a 2 copper discount per person, Will, in case we're staying.
Well, I'm sure she'll honor it if we choose to stay in the lap of luxury.
Maybe you should write up a little contract.
What? For this place?
No.
I doubt it even has a deed, like, to own it. Do you have a deed? Do you own
this
place?
It's not too late for her to spend this too.
Any kind of paperwork involved in the purchase of this building?
Well, we built it.
Right. Exactly. There's no deed. You just make up your own deed?
We own the land.
Do you have a deed? Is there paperwork? Will just gets into a whole discussion of paperwork while Rafina
leaves.
Rafina leaves.
Why are you so interested? Are you looking to purchase?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That is why. I am a land developer. I'm hoping to build a lot of shit in the middle of nowhere. I thought starting here was the best option. How much you want to sell this place to me for?
Well, how much are you offering?
Well, let's see.
Would you like a beer?
So is your body, you're like holding your hands and wringing your
hands. Don't look at
my body. Don't look at my body. Don't look at my body. She seems so nervous, but I don't think
that's
she's
amazing.
Should I roll to see if she's nervous or interested? Did she suddenly get a little energy? Because that seemed a little interesting, a little pickup there. Where'd it go? Did it 16?
You don't think she's nervous.
Okay. Was she in, does she seem to pick up energy at the idea of selling this place?
You don't really think that she thinks you're serious.
Yeah. Yeah, how much would you sell this place for? You built it. How much does wood cost? Will looks around the room and he's just like, any carpenters here? How good's your business?
Well, business is good. We're 2/3 full right now, soon to be 100%.
Yeah? Who's the last guest?
Well, all of you.
Assuming us, yeah. Oh, you're that confident now.
Well, I mean, at this point, you don't really have many other options.
We have a vegetable that is a car outside. And it is completely pleasant. Just so you know, deception. If you want to look out the window.
I'm kidding.
Do you want me to roll deception? It is perfectly sound to house somebody who is sleeping and you won't get rained on with the coming storm that is so terrible.
Okay. If you want to sleep in a vegetable and not in a bed, that's fine.
I don't know. You see, what is this place? You seem so sad. You barely even said hello when I walked in the door.
Quiet crossings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it. It's like a theme. Like, it's just quiet and it's at a crossroads. That's a sad theme.
We don't usually get too much excitement around here. I mean, that's probably good in the long term.
That's what he does.
Okay. So, Rafina, you go back outside.
Hey, guys, are we going to stay here? Look at the weather.
Wait. I want to do a tad bit of role play while you guys were inside.
Okay, do it.
Especially if it's about to start raining anytime now. Mm-hmm. So, Roscoe's smoking up, getting high with Bathwack. And Clockface? Is Clockface smoking too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought he shared it with him.
It wasn't clear to me whether he was smoking it or not, but I definitely gave it to him and he gave it back.
Roscoe passes it to Clockface. Clockface looks at it, passes it to Bathwack.
Yeah, it's part of the ritual. Sure, sure.
He's just participating. Yeah.
He might even mime it, but he doesn't have a mouth.
So if a few beats of, like, smoking up on the roof together, like, I'm wondering if Bathwack would feel the need to initiate any conversation at all.
Ah, look at Alex's face!
Like, what?
What?
No one's ever asked me that in my whole life.
Will can have a two-hour conversation with a dumb lady in the inn, but Bathwack will never initiate a conversation with the Orozco or anybody.
No, there's no conversation.
Well.
I mean, there's like an occasional... I mean, I don't know. I imagine that Bathwack accidentally drops it. It's like, oh, fix it up.
What if I just have Rosco say and ask you the exact same things as Ricardo Odysseus did? What do you believe? You seem so cool.
No.
All right. So after a little bit, Rosco would just be like, he'd just kind of look at you and he'd take a drag of the Desert Mother's weed. And he'd kind of sigh, and he'd say, Bathwack, you know what I think I was really upset about back there?
He's looking at you with his turtly eyes, not his dragon eyes.
Aww. Yeah.
Upon reflection... which is something I get into when I'm driving Rudy. I think that what I was really upset about is the fact that your magic seems to bring you closer to other people. Hmm. There seems to be a kind of direction to it, and something that binds. And by contrast, my magic, if that's what it is, every time it's reared its head in my life, it's caused me nothing but problems.
And he takes another drag and looks at you with a steady gaze.
Are you doing magic now? Because I'm pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I am. At least, not the D&D kind. Maybe I'm doing the friendship kind.
Mm. My Little Ponies.
My Little Ponies.
Friendship
is that a
friendship is magic.
Magic.
That a My Little Pony thing. Fuck.
Roscoe's a brony.
Yeah.
You feeling pretty good?
I don't think there are any problems. I don't even know what problems you're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's because that was in reference to my life, not yours.
No, but I mean, you must have done some magic since we've met. I wouldn't say it's caused problems.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you feel that way, but I mean.
Yeah, you're right. You know, yeah. Since I met you guys, the little beasts have started to come in handy, come in useful. But there are other problems, you know, we could think about even while we're relaxing like this. I mean, you know, Gully's End, that could probably maybe at some point soon run the risk of being on fire.
I think it's probably on fire.
Oh. That's a bummer.
Are you passing this back to me now?
Yeah. After, that's a bummer. Uh-huh. Passes it.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not on fire. I don't see any smoke. sky, I don't know. Well, just looks like a storm. Maybe we're too far away, though.
Yeah, I mean, we're almost definitely too far away. I don't think you would see it if it was on fire. But also, maybe it's not on fire yet, you know?
Maybe it's only on fire a little.
Sure, sure. But the main thing is that, you know, we're on our way there. We're trying our best to take care of these sloivers. And that's the best any of us can do, you know? Just try our best.
You know, it'd make me feel better.
Aside from this stuff?
Well, no, this, yeah, you're right. Never mind. No, but you know what would make me feel better?
Yeah. Aside from this stuff?
Tuna fish sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I'd love a tuna fish sandwich. Here comes Rafina now.
You're going to be very disappointed.
What's up, Rafina? What are we going to be disappointed by?
I only have stew. It's inside for you. They don't have tuna fish because they don't get it. They aren't close enough to the ocean, apparently.
So, Roscoe's been peering over like the edge of the RV at Rafina, and then he belaboredly kind of like puts his head back and kind of like like moves his body, like rotates it over so his head is next to Bathwack, but he's still lying like flat, or he turns over and he says to Bathwack,
Rafina says they didn't have any tuna fish sandwiches, but they got stew. Bathwack. Do we want the stew?
Maybe.
I have a more important question. Do we want to stay the night? Look at the clouds.
Maybe.
Is that an answer to her question, too?
Maybe.
Okay.
What happens to the rutabaga when it rains? Does it melt?
I think had it gets a similar bigger. Question in my brain. Yeah.
It's bigger.
Well, Bath thinks it gets bigger. Do you have any ideas for what happens to the rutabaga when it rains, Eric?
It probably gets wet.
Sure.
It puts down roots.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You could grow baby cars.
Yeah.
Aw.
Micro machines.
Adorable. Take some cuttings. Yeah.
Roscoe scoots his body back around, rotates it, and peers back over the edge of the RV.
Rafina.
Yes?
One. We will take two stews with bread.
How did you know there was bread? I didn't say anything about bread. Did you just read my mind?
It's stew. We want bread. If they didn't give you any, you should go back in and get some.
Mm-hmm. You have to go in to get the stew and the bread in the first place because I left it with Will. Didn't I? I did.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, okay. I tried to give it to you. Wait, I think
yeah,
you might
said you were
going to
pay for it.
I'll pay for it.
Here
so you
go.
I have two bowls at least.
And there's even bread, just like you assumed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What kind of stew, Rafina?
You'll have to taste it. It's definitely not tuna fish stew. That's the only thing I'm sure of.
Here you go, Bathwack.
I'm going to smell it.
It smells like a nice, meaty stew.
Oh, no.
Mm. Bathwack doesn't eat meat, does he, except for fish?
He has eaten fish before.
Sausage.
And he did eat the sausage, didn't he? Wait, no, he didn't.
I thought he did. What happened at the... Oh, maybe he never did.
He gave it to fucking Galdar, you idiot.
Oh, no, you nourished Galdar.
The idiot was directed at Bathwack, not Abby.
No!
I assumed as much.
Smells really good.
Oh no!
So hungry.
If you don't want the meat, chunk, just eat around the meat. Eat around the meat.
Roscoe will take a bite of his stew,
mm-hmm.
right in front of Bathwack.
Okay. The flavor's not that bad. It's not super, super hot at this point.
Ew.
The meat in it you identify as rabbit. It's a little tough, but, you know, could be worse. The bread's good.
Mm, it's good. Chewy.
It doesn't whinny when he eats it.
Oh my god.
Sadly.
So, yeah, exactly. Off key.
Bethwick's really hungry. He's going to dip the bread in the broth and eat the bread. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And in reference to the other question, Ravina, you know, maybe we should spend the night at the inn.
Okay.
There are some weird, random things that kind of happen to Rudy when it rains.
Oh, really?
It's never quite predictable. It's almost like it's the results of the roll of a die.
Oh, I see. It's like you have to wait for the lot to be cast.
Yeah, so...
And that's why it's in a parking lot.
Yeah, Rafina. Wow, you sound even higher than we do, right? Yeah, the results of Rudy being exposed to rain are unpredictable enough that I think maybe we should give Rudy some time to rest and give us some time to rest, too.
Okay. Let's do it.
So you all get off of Rudy, or out of Rudy, or away from Rudy, and head back into the door, file in one at a time. The door sticks again, but you put your shoulder into it, Rafina, and you sort of tumble in a little bit. The room is filled with a lot more life than it was previously, with all of these bodies crammed in there, both animate and not. Okay. You push the door stuck closed behind you, and there it is, just this inn sitting there in the middle of this empty crossroads and the darkening storm, and there's another whinny that echoes from behind the inn, and we'll find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
EFG. Oh. Very intriguing.
Another weird whinny.
Yeah.
Now, it's really important to decide. It's like, strictly speaking, the safest possible thing would be for Roscoe to deactivate Rudy and bring him aside with him.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.